Well, good day. Thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Ms. Therese Durow, Director of Sustainability for the City of South Bend. Therese, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So, Therese, what climate risk should Indiana communities be planning for?
It's important to understand how climate change will affect us here at home. You know, I think we're all watching with concern as wildfires are tearing up the western United States, and we hear about Arctic sea ice disappearing. But at a local level, we're looking at some very different impact. We're fortunate to have scientists from Notre Dame, IU, Purdue, and other Indiana universities that are researching and modeling these Indiana-specific impacts. Recent reports from this group indicate that our part of the state will see extreme heat, extreme rainfall and flooding, and changes in agriculture and outdoor recreation opportunities. Community leaders can use this information to prepare for the realities of a hotter and wetter South Bend.
Therese, why is addressing climate change beneficial to Indiana communities?
Well, Carl, I feel like all over the state, folks have worked hard to make Hoosier towns and cities safe and fun places to live, really focused on making economic opportunities for everyone. But unfortunately, expected changes in temperature and weather patterns will threaten almost every aspect of our economy and our community. And low-income and minority community members, as well as small businesses, will be most at risk. But there is some good news.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is that climate solutions have many other benefits. So everything from improving public health and adding more green spaces to providing more transportation options and creating new types of jobs, not to mention lowering energy bills, which we can all get excited about.
Absolutely.
So when an Indiana community invests in reducing greenhouse gases or preparing for heat and flooding, they're actually investing in the well-being of their residents and their economies as well.
So was there a particular turning point that motivated South Bend to get involved in this climate issues?
Yeah, that's actually an interesting story. There were two major factors for South Bend that really influenced us. The first is the reality that climate change was actually already affecting South Bend. We experienced a 1,000-year rainfall event followed just 18 months later by a 500-year flood. We lost homes and businesses, public infrastructure was damaged, and in 2018, during the flooding, we actually had to shut down our wastewater treatment plant. So it really was becoming an on-the-ground reality that we had to plan for.
I see.
And the second factor was actually community demand. So dozens of community members, and especially youth, were pushing for a commitment from city government. We had a large group of school-aged kids getting organized. They contacted the mayor's office. They even showed up to speak at council meetings because they had these concerns about their future that they really needed their leaders to hear.
Love it. That is so wonderful.
It was amazing to see all those kids in the council meetings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So how is South Bend working to combat climate change right now?
Well, we're trying to tackle both the causes and the effects of climate change.
Mm-hmm.
To address the cause, which is too much greenhouse gas being released, we're tracking our community's emissions and we're looking at new programs and incentives and policies that will actually reduce that carbon pollution. Last year in November, we completed a climate action plan to guide that work towards reducing greenhouse gases. We also have to address the effects, the extreme heat and the rainfall that we discussed. The city will need to prepare vulnerable people and infrastructure for the impacts of climate change. And we're really just getting started with that work. But we know that we have to look at both the causes and the effects.
So how can listeners learn more about the City of South Bend's sustainability efforts?
Well, the best place to start is with our Climate Action Plan, which is located on our website at southbendin.gov/climateaction.
And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Therese Durow, Director of Sustainability for the City of South Bend. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.